Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
A month into the search for Nancy Guthrie, there's still no arrest, no named suspect, and no person of interest. But that hasn't stopped names from circulating. One man, a 37-year-old living with his elderly mother, handcuffed, detained, questioned for several hours after SWAT served search warrants on their home. He was released. An elementary school teacher who plays in a band with Nancy's son-in-law, been harassed online and at his home by amateur sleuths convinced he matches the mass suspect. He doesn't. Even the Guthrie family had to be publicly cleared by Sheriff Nanos because the attacks wouldn't stop. So what happens now? Once your name is out there, whether it came from reckless media, police questioning, or internet speculation, how do you get it back? Defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Faddis is with us to help break down the legal avenues available to people who've been publicly dragged into a case they had nothing to do with. And there's a lot of it. There's a lot of walking back I'm seeing online by reckless creators who at the beginning of this damn thing were naming names. We didn't do that. And it's almost amazing to watch of, see, they're not part of it. Yeah, no shit. No shit, they're not. One man in the case was detained, handcuffed, questioned for hours, and released. His attorney issued a statement saying he has no link whatsoever to Nancy Guthrie. But as this works now with social media and people finding a name, however they may have gotten to it, whether it be through a creator or whether it be directly through the police department and arrest warrants and documented filings, Sheriff Nanos publicly has cleared the Guthrie family because online attacks wouldn't stop. But a sheriff's statement is in a court ruling. What does being cleared, Eric, actually mean legally here? And if someone wanted something that carries more official weight, does that even exist when you were never charged?
Gosh, I mean, being cleared in it essentially means that law enforcement believes they have ruled out that this person could have possibly done this. They have excluded them as a potential suspect in the case. And so that's a pretty definitive statement. In fact, law enforcement doesn't usually make such a public statement in ongoing investigations, which is why I was a little curious. That's something. And then I think, you know, in our modern social media era, you know, if this happened in the 70s, one of these people could try to get a news interview and just saying, hey, I feel real upset that my life has been turned upside down. That's one way to approach it.
Sure.
They could do like a kind of a social media announcement just saying, hey, my name has been drugged through the mud, but I've been cleared. I support the Guthrie family. I want the real person to be identified. You know, taking that route can be helpful, but a lot of damage has already been done.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, I was curious following up on that. You know, I hadn't thought about that, Eric, but you're right. I mean, think about, you know, historically all these cases we had in the past where someone was named like this and they have then come on the news media and made these public statements. I can't remember the last time that's really happened. What do you think's going on where people that have, you know, like the son-in-law and this guy that was arrested in his mom's home, you know, what do you think is happening that's preventing them from wanting to do that? Is it because people are going to double down and make it worse, or are they just trying to put their head in the sand, or is there anything legal going on there, you think?
I think there's a few things. I think they probably feel traumatized, for one. I think they might just want this to go away. They want their normal life back. And so if they engage with, you know, thousands or potentially millions of people regarding it, it perpetuates it. On top of that, you know, on social media, there are all sorts of conspiracies swirling around, and some are legit and some are complete nonsense. You know, if you continue to engage, do you potentially expose yourself to more of that negative attention? mentioned whether it's warranted or not. And then also legally, you know, if they aren't planning any kind of legal action, it makes sense to keep it close to the vest. But law enforcement usually has qualified immunity against defamation and stuff like that. So that is probably not a viable legal avenue for them.
Well, and it's an interesting landscape for him because it's not just, you know, like the 70s, the 80s and 90s, or even like 3 years ago, where, you know, it would be like one entity, like, oh my God. I mean, thinking back to Richard Jewell, if we're going to go old school, yeah. Kicking back to the Olympic Park bomber of Atlanta in 1996. Yeah. Big deal. His name was named, and he was drugged through the mud, ended up dying many years. There's a movie made about him a couple years ago. And really, it destroyed his life. Even though he was completely cleared, he had nothing to do. He actually was helping that situation of trying to find out who did that. But the name, once it's out there, it's out there. And people, they get stuck on something, and then they won't let it go. And this is, it's not just an outlet. It's not just X news station, XYZ news doing it. It's a cacophony of hundreds, maybe thousands of people that all get their mind set in one direction, and then they dig, and then they keep going with their theories, and then they keep presenting. It's a spidering. It's like bed bugs. Like good luck getting rid of this problem. It's an infestation of the idea, and it just keeps going. And you can't, it's like you can't whack-a-mole it because there's too many moles to whack. You can't go after the one entity and say, stop reporting this or we're going to sue you, or just suing them. You can't like legitimately sue. I guess you could, but you'd be going after hundreds, if not thousands of people with an opinion online, and good luck trying to do that as a solo individual that doesn't have a gazillion dollars to spend on prosecution. I mean, this is, it's a new landscape where, A, people do seemingly have the ability to say almost anything they want online with very little repercussion. Yes, people have been sued. We saw it in the Koberger case, the person who was accusing a professor of having something to do with it, $10 million verdict in that one. And that's great. I'm happy that that took place. But I mean, how do you tackle this? That was one person when you have thousands of people out there online all saying horrible things about your name, and you had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Oh, gosh, you know, for example, like you said, Tony, you know, if you're this high profile person, if you're the president or something, and mm-hmm. there's a news outlet that falsely reports information about you, you could sue them. You know, could just a lay person have likely the same success? Probably not. And then on mm-hmm. top of that, when you're talking about, you know, thousands of people online, what are you going to send 1,000 cease and desist letters? And then if they don't stop, what are you going to sue 1,000 people who probably have no assets? There are serious collectability issues with any kind of such lawsuit. So your options are totally limited. You could go on the offensive and you can make your own statements. But gosh, in terms of legal remedies, those are pretty scant in this context.
Yeah, I'm curious, Eric. You know, we're bringing up some amazing, you know, sad facts right now, where there's so many people you'd go after that it's really changed that landscape. Do you see the defamation laws kind of changing and evolving to meet that demand now, or you think it's going to stay the way it's been?
Well, what I see, Robin, is a trend towards social media platforms being held more responsible for what happens on their platforms. And there are certainly differing ideas about whether that's appropriate, but there is a trend in that direction. Meta is being sued for, you know, allegedly addicting children to their products, things like that. And so whereas those social media platforms used to enjoy almost blanket immunity on stuff like this, I think things are changing. And so I think that perhaps there might be some responsibility on behalf of these platforms to ensure that there is correct information that's being posted. But then again, that's a tremendous quagmire in and of itself. There are free speech issues. It is just a huge, huge mess with no foreseeable clean solution.
Go ahead, Tony.
I was going to say, I mean, it's an interesting thing because if it's really not that extremely different than a TV station having reporters and then the TV station putting out a story. I mean, granted that there is a chain of command where the TV, the news director says, yes, this gets on the air or doesn't. But in some cases, that's very lax. Sometimes it's, okay, here's the package you put together. Let's get it on the air. And it goes to air without a ton of oversight. And TV stations in the past have been sued for reporters somewhat going rogue or not checking their sources or reporting information that's inaccurate. How, I mean, is this all that different at the end of the day when we're talking about something like Facebook or X or whatever? As you're the TV station, and guess what? The people on your platform are the reporters, quote unquote. I know they're citizens, they're just individual people, but look, if you're going to create the platform and give them the mic and give them the opportunity to reach just as many people, if not more, than a television station or a radio station or a newspaper would have in more traditional media days 10, 20 years ago, it's just a new variation of it. You're the outlet, you're the station, you're letting this go over your airwaves or your platform, which would be Facebook or whatnot. It's not governed, obviously, by the FCC, but the FCC also doesn't necessarily have laws about defamation. They have laws about content, about words you can and can't say. The defamation comes in basically more so towards liability of the TV station. You don't want to do it because you don't want to get sued. It should be the same, I would think, in social media land as well. You're making the platform, you're platforming people to say really outrageous and audacious things. That's no different than a TV station saying, you know what, we're not going to give a shit what our reporters do. We're not going to double check them. We're just going to let them say anything and everything they want. And how dare you come back and say that it's our problem for broadcasting this out there? No, it is your problem. You're broadcasting it. A TV station would be shut down if this was going on today. But it seems to be different because it's a website.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, let's be clear, Meta and these big social media platforms, they're making billions. They're just making stupid, stupid money, in part due to the engagement of their users. And that engagement can be inflammatory. It can be defamatory. It can be completely fabricated. And at least so far, the platforms haven't been held responsible for that. So they're making all the money, but they have none of the risk. They have none of, you know, when people pop off on social media, might say something completely false and defame another person. That's money for Meta. Should it also be a potential liability? Should there be some quality control? Should there be some oversight just in terms of how those web platforms function and when harm is caused, who is responsible? Because you're not getting any money from, you know, Johnny, the Facebook user, but no, you might get money from Meta if there was such a legal pathway.
I know some of the challenges with defamation is demonstrating damages. And I apologize, Eric, have you worked defamation suits before? Yeah, because I'm curious, you know, what are the challenges for defamation? Because I know it's a very, very hard thing to prove. And so what are some of the challenges that people face? You know, like, so for example, in the Guthrie case here, you know, what were some of the challenges be for one of these people that have been accused to actually file a defamation suit and actually prove it in court?
A few things, Robin. So one of the challenges is whom you can actually sue. So you typically cannot sue law enforcement. They have qualified immunity. If they make a misstep in investigation, they misidentify somebody, tough bro. But if there are private outlets like news media who reported, hey, this is the guy when it's not the guy, then you have a false statement. Now, is it, you got to make sure that even within the context and that it is truly false. And then on top of that, you got to prove the harm. So it sucks to have people be not liking you. But I think in that context of the Guthrie case, the false suspect could show, hey, I got all these emails. I got all these DMs. I got all these threats. I got all these people hate me now. That's reputational damage. You know, did it stop him from being considered in certain employment contexts or something? There are ways you can go about it, but certainly not an easy road.
Right. And yeah, I mean, what would, because I know that's the hardest part. I know someone has actually been sued and sued for defamation before, and actually shown the monetary aspect. Is that what they have to do in a defamation suit, just actually show the monetary impact of this? Or is it a lower bar that has to be hurdled?
you've got to prove damages, and that usually includes economic harm. And so how has this economically harmed you? You know, somebody not liking you, that sucks. But what sort of money does that translate into if you get a DM from a complete stranger who says, you know, you're a shitbag murderer or something? That sucks. But is that like $100? Is that like $1,000? How do we how do we calculate that? The damages can get dicey.
Right.
Yeah, it's some sort of rails need to be put up soon, I would think, because at some point something's going to happen with these platforms, I would imagine, that's going to take them to the cleaners in one way, shape, or form, where they're going. And that's probably what it's going to have to take. I don't know. I mean, they can get ahead of this, but they seem to be waiting. And I don't know why, because probably whatever the settlement's going to be someday, they're making far more letting the fire spread because people like watching the fire. Yeah. Unfortunately, that I think is the reality of it. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube or Substack. The link is in the description. We'll continue this part of the conversation there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.